So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught HaKoyin Shnei Ilonis Petechstei Chaveroi HaRezi Loikon HaKarka. If a person bought two trees in someone else's field, the Tanakama holds that he does not acquire the land under and around the trees, while Rav Meir holds Kon HaKarka, he does acquire the land under and around the trees. The Mishnah proceeds with several halachas resulting from the Tanakama's opinion. Higdilu Lo Yishapeh. If the branches of the tree spread out over the field, the Baal HaSada, the owner of the field, may not cut them down even though they are detrimental to his field, because as Rashbam explains, Kimin She'en Le'Karka HaRei Shibad Le'Sadeyu L'Tzarech Elonis. Since the Baal HaElon, the owner of the tree, does not own any land, and the trees are meant to grow in the seller's land, the sale also includes the necessary usage of the field for the tree's growth. V'Oilem Minageza Shaloi. The branches that grow out of the trunk belong to the Baal HaElon because they come from his tree, Umin HaShirashim Shebaal HaKarka. The branches that grow from the underground roots belong to the Baal HaSada because they come from his field. V'Emesui and LeKarka. If the trees died, the Baal HaElon may not plant new trees because he does not own the land. However, Kon HaShleisha, Kon HaKarka. If a person bought three trees in someone else's field, the trees combine to form a Stei Elon, an orchard, and he therefore acquires the land under and around the trees. As a result, Higdilo Yishapeh. If the branches of the tree spread out beyond the area that belongs to the tree, the Baal HaSada may cut them down because, as the Rashbam explains, Kivin de'in eturin b'shal meicher le'shibit karka shaloi. Since the trees do not grow in the seller's land, the sale does not include usage of the seller's field for the tree's growth. Vo'ilam en agezo min asharashin shaloi. All the branches, regardless of whether they grow from the trunk or the roots, belong to the Baal HaElon because they grew from his tree and field. Then Mesu Yesh LeKarka. If the trees died, the Baal HaElon may plant new trees because he does own the land. The Gemara proceeds to explain the halacha of HaKoyin Shnei Ilonis HaOilim Min HaGeza Shaloi U Min HaShirashim Shebaal HaKarka. Hechidami Min HaGeza VeHechidami Min HaShirashim. What part of the tree is considered the trunk and what part is considered the roots? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Sheroi Yepenei Chama Zeu Min HaGeza. The part that is exposed to the sun is considered the trunk. VeSheEinu Roi Yepenei Chama Zeu Min HaShirashim. The part that is underground and concealed from the sun is considered the roots. However, v'oilam min hageza shaloi yakutz. As soon as the branches grow in, the Baal HaElon must cut them down. He keeps the wood, but the branches may not remain on the tree because dil mamaske aras sirtan. V'omalei t'losa zvinas leiva isliara. It is possible that the earth will expand and cover the trunk, and the branch will appear to be an individual tree. And the Baal HaElon might claim to have bought three trees for which he does receive karka, while in reality he bought only two trees and does not receive any karka. Amar of Nachman, Naktinon Dekel in Lo Geza. The halacha of Geza does not apply to a palm tree, and that in Lo Geza Labal Dekel. Even if a Dekel does produce a branch from its trunk, the branch belongs to the Baal HaSada and not to the Baal HaElon. Rav Zvid explains as follows. In Lo Geza Labal Dekel because the Kivan de Lemachafer or Lesharish Koi Asuchi Masach Daite. Since a Dekel does not rejuvenate and is bound to die and be uprooted in a short period of time, the Baal HaElon assumes that the Dekel will not produce any branches during this time, and he surrendered his rights to all the branches. However, regarding Shar Ilonis, other trees, Yesh LeGeza, because they do rejuvenate and the Baal HaElon assumes that they will produce branches during this time, therefore he intends to keep these branches. Rapapa disagrees with this reasoning and says, Ein LeGeza LeBaal Dekel because Lafisha Ein Mitzi Geza. A Dekel usually produces branches only from high up, but not from its trunk. Therefore, the Baal HaElon assumes that the Dekel will not produce branches from its trunk, and he surrendered his rights to these branches. The Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah's halacha of Kon HaShleisha Kon HaKarka. P'chir Bar Abba Omer B'yechanan says, Hariza Kon HaTachtein Uveinehen, V'chutzlen K'mloi Oire V'salei. The Baal HaElon acquires the area under the actual tree and its branches, the open area between the three trees, and the open area on the outside of the trees, and the amount of room that a person can stand near the tree with a basket and pick the fruits. Rav Elazar disagrees and holds Ein Lo K'mloi Oire V'salei. The Baal HaElon does not acquire an area outside the trees to pick fruits because Hashta Derech Ein Loi De'ara Achritihi Oire V'salei Yeshloi. Since the area of the trees is considered a separate field, the Baal HaSada does not sell him an area to pick fruits, just as he does not even sell him a road to access the field. As the Gemara and Rashbam explain, the Machlikis depends on the Machlikis Rabbi Kiva V'Chachamim in the previous parak regarding Meicher Bar B'dus, if someone bought a pit within someone else's property. The Chacham holds Tzarech Likach Liderach, the Likach, the buyer, must purchase separately a path to his pit. This was not included in the sale of the actual Bar B'dus because they hold Meicher Ba'ayin Ra Meicher. One does not sell generously. While Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Tzarech Likach Liderach, the Likach does not need to purchase a path to his pit, because Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, one does sell generously, and the path was included in the sale of the actual Bar B'dus. Accordingly, regarding our Mishnah's halach of kanish leisha kanakarka, Rabbi Elazar holds the Mishnah is the Chacham's opinion and in lekim le'or besale. The sale does not include an area for him to pick the fruits because meicher b'ayin ra meicher. As we see this in the Mishnah's following halacha, higdilu yishap. The Baal HaSadah may cut them down the branches that extend over his field. This can only be according to the Chachamim because meicher b'ayin ra meicher. However, this cannot be according to Rabbi Kiva because then we ought to say lo yishap because meicher b'ayin yafa meicher. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, however, holds that the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. And yeshli kamala eri besaloi, the sale does include an area for him to pick the fruits because meicher b'ayin yafa meicher. However, Rabbi Kiva does agree to the following halacha of igdili yishape because only regarding derech and kamala eri besaloi does he hold meicher b'ayin yafa meicher because to lo makheshi ara. The lekeich's usage of walking on the field is not detrimental to the crops. But regarding higdilu ilon, he holds meicher b'ayin ra meicher because the makheshi ara. The lekeich's usage, the extended branches, obstruct the sun and are detrimental to the crops. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes regarding eisin oriv esali mi zayron. Who owns the right to plant in the picking area, the Baal HaSadah or the Baal Ilon? Rav Yosef holds the Baal HaSadah plants in the picking area, because as Rashbam explains, lo nishtabdu le Baal Ilon is ele b'shas lekeitas peres. He gave this area to the Baal Ilon only to walk on during the picking season, but not for any other usage. Just as we find according to Rabbi Kiva's opinion that meicher b'ayir b'dus ein tzarich likach liderach, the buyer does not need to buy a path. Nevertheless, hachitzin zareya saderach, the Baal HaSadah plants in the path because he gave this path to the lekeich only to walk through, but not for any other usage. Abaye, however, disagrees and says, zeh v'zeh einin rishon lezareh. Both the Baal HaSadah and certainly the Baal Ilon may not plant in this area because hacha is lepseidu the lekeich, do'amalek metanfi peri. The Baal HaSadah's crops are detrimental to the Baal Ilon as the fruits that fall off his tree onto the crops become ruined. However, regarding derech, hachitzin zareya saderech, because hasam les lepseidu the lekeich. The Baal HaSadah's crops are not detrimental to the lekeich because he can walk through even while the path is planted.